Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our fall membership drive. More about that in just a moment. The COVID-19 pandemic has changed commerce and the economy in the U.S. like nothing else in decades. Roughly one in six Americans is now jobless. Many others are on tenterhooks, waiting for a layoff or a pay cut or a work hours cut, maybe all three. That means you are reassessing your personal finances, rethinking retirement, and any number of other ventures, from buying a home to investing in a business. Jonathan Pond is known as America's financial planner, and he has dedicated much of his career to educating the public on personal finance. His book, available only to public broadcasting audiences, is called Money Smarts: Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, Ann. I'm delighted to be with you.
I'm wondering, one of the things people are doing right now is maybe rethinking and reassessing plans to buy a home or move. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I'm amused somewhat and bemused by people in the big city who say they're getting out of town forever. I think the likes of New York and Chicago and others will have a resurgence eventually, but it's an issue for people who may need to downsize, who may have too much house to afford, and yet on the other end are people looking to buy a house, and I think it's a great time to be looking for a house. I'm a big fan of home ownership. And with interest rates as low as they are, you know, the retiree who needs interest to pay bills is having problems. And they have for years, but it's getting worse. On the other hand, low interest rates bespeak low mortgage rates. And this is a good time to refinance. I mean, the refinancings that have been going on in the midst of this pandemic, not to mention the new mortgage applications, are going through the roof. So I think real estate is a good thing. But as you mentioned, you have to reassess your situation and see where you stand financially. Do you really need that big house, particularly if you're approaching retirement? And look for others might look for opportunities in the housing market. There isn't a housing collapse going on right now, and so that's unlikely.
Right.
But it's certainly a time to reassess. The pandemic is forcing a lot of people to think about a lot of things with respect to their financial life, and that's one of them.
You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher, and this is our fall membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides and all the other great NPR programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered, you depend on these programs. You trust the news and information on NPR and 89.7 NPR News. Support your source for the news of the day and analysis of long-term trends. And in return for your gift, we're offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You will fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan Pond sends you a personalized financial planner, plus you get Jonathan's book. That's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Or the best deal of the day, and that's what we're talking about, is what's the best way to spend your money. For $20 a month as a sustaining member, you will receive the combo package: Jonathan Pond's book, a personalized financial planner, and a personalized investment planner. That's $20 a month withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Become a member online at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. One important thing to remember is that you are supporting the future of public radio with that gift as well. 2020 has been a year like no other for everyone, including for public broadcasting. This is the time to put your support behind the things you believe in and value. And I'm guessing public radio is on the list of things important to you, and that's why you're listening right now. If you depend on this station for national news and local news, then now is the time to get that gift out. Our local news team has been reporting on Columbus's response to COVID-19. Our reporters are out there covering racial issues and the impact of recent protests. And this show has been covering all of those issues and more. Make a gift today in support of the news coverage you depend on and will continue to depend on, especially with a really big election just around the corner. Give at WOSU.org or call us at 866-897-9678. And again, my guest this hour, Jonathan Pond, America's financial planner. He's dedicated much of his career to educating the public on financial planners, financial matters. And he's also dedicated much of his career and much of his energy to the betterment of public media. And we appreciate that, Jonathan, as always. Legislation pending in Washington to help people during the pandemic financially is going to members of the gig economy, people who are basically self-employed and usually don't qualify for unemployment benefits are getting some now because of the pandemic. And I'm wondering if you have any special advice. I mean, that's kind of an emerging thing, and not everybody likes the gig economy. Not everybody thinks it's fair. I mean, but be that as it may, the fact of the matter is it's growing and there's lots of people in it. Do you have any advice for them?
Well, part of it is the way, and this has been going on in California, is also going on in my home state of Massachusetts, as to whether these people are deemed self-employed or employees. And I think with the gig economy, which involves hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, many of them are doing this as a side hustle or just prefer to be able to set their own hours. And in which case, working as a self-employed individual is fine. And that's partially the recognition by the federal government. Occasionally, you know, things are actually quite rational to provide some benefits to these individuals. Mm-hmm. And the other group who would prefer to work full time, you know, in essence, they're being taken advantage of by being deemed self-employed when in fact they are more likely employees. So that there are two sides to this. I think the gig economy is going to grow, but it's also one reason we've seen such enormous popularity and growth in these operations, such as, dare I say, Uber and Lyft, to employ part-time people without providing them with a full menu of fringe benefits. So I'm betwixt and between on this, mm-hmm. and there is no simple answer. It'll be interesting to see how California votes in the election on this whole issue of self-employment versus employee status.
Speaking of the election, there's a big election, and you and I always talk a little smattering of politics and sure. the impact and what difference it makes on people's investment plans.
It's this is a frequently asked question, and my response is that there's really nothing you can do to prepare for whatever outcome, and however confident you might be of a particular outcome. I think it's folly to try to prepare. I mean, I've heard some people say, I'm going to sell everything before the election, just as many people sold everything after the last presidential election. And what what did that do them? So you just can't predict these matters. I have a feeling that, let me state some issues. One is the year after an election is typically pretty good for the stock market, the securities markets. The second thing is there's not a lot that can be done in that first year. I think if there's a Democratic dominance in Washington, they're going to have to tread lightly on all of these initiatives that they've talked about. They need look back only at Obamacare, which used an awful lot of political capital early in the Obama administration, only to have a whooping in the midterm election 2 years later. So I think they'll throw a couple of things, if it's a Biden administration, out there that could be deleterious to corporations and higher income people. But I just don't foresee many changes. And I don't foresee the market reacting in a terribly adverse manner, despite the jawboning that goes on. Oh, if we had control, we'll do this and we'll do that.
Or if they get
control. Sometimes
the
best thing to do is nothing. And I think this is the case too here.
614-292-8513 is the number to call if you have a question about personal finance for Jonathan Pond. 614-292-8513, or you're welcome to email us at allsides@wosu.org. And we have an email from Alice in Columbus who asks you to talk about RMDs. Should we take them? If we don't, how does it affect our RMDs in the future years? And Jonathan Pond, what in the world is an RMD?
Okay, an RMD is a required minimum distribution, also called MRDs, which is a minimum required distribution.
Okay.
Go figure on that. Just as an aside, with our tax rules and all that, there's an old saying that the only two things in life that are certain are death and taxes. But at least death doesn't get worse every time the Congress convenes. So take that for what it's worth. But these distributions need to be made now under the new rules at age commencing at age 72. If you can afford it, you got quite a bit of money, you should only take the minimum distributions because they're taxable. They're all or generally all taxable to you, and you get walloped with taxes. The other issue here that may be germane to the question is, do you take distributions before the required minimum distribution date of age 72? Then, if you need the money, or if you're during that period, that interregnum between retirement and the taking of the distributions, you're in a very low tax bracket. It may well make sense to take distributions before you're required to do so. You got to do it. The penalties are gargantuan for those that don't make required distributions. It so happens you don't have to make them this year in 2020 and not pay a penalty. These rules are quite complex, and the cost of errors can be substantial. Incidentally, your Money Smart's financial planner will advise you on that, because I know your age, I know your overall financial situation, so I will be advising you on the best strategy for your required minimum distributions. So I hope you will call 866-897-9678, and perhaps at the $20 per month level, take advantage of the two planners, the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner, as well as my book, Money Smarts, and the companion volume to what we're talking about right here. All of these are exclusive this area to WOSU. They're not available anywhere else. Don't even try. You'll be wasting your time. But call in, make a pledge of support, and you will get these reports entirely customized to your financial situation. No two are alike. and anywhere near alike because everyone's situation is different.
Right.
This is a real opportunity, I would think. I know it's a real opportunity to support WOSU. So, and does such a wonderful job. We have had a great time together for a decade, I guess.
Yeah,
now.
About 11. This is our 11th year.
11th year.
Yeah. 11 years. It's, I know it's really flown by, and I kind of mark time by my, opportunities to talk with Jonathan Pond too. It's, not very often, and it's always, enlightening and, you know, kind of assuring too. I want to say thank you to Jennifer Stoner in Columbus and also Marty Noel in Blacklick. Jennifer and Marty are kicking this hour off for us by becoming members.
Great.
Yay. They're becoming members today. And that is
That's
a
great.
Big step. In your life as a public radio listener, you can join them because this is our membership drive and time is running out to support All Sides for this hour. You listen to local news on 89.7 NPR News every day. You depend on this station to be your trusted news source locally and nationally. And today we're asking you to support your source for news with a gift. For just $10 a month as a sustaining member, you can pick up the Money Smarts Investment Planner that we've been talking about and have Jonathan Pond give you a personalized investment advice. It's never too early to think about retirement, and this investment planner will help you get there. Or you can give $10 a month as a sustaining member, pick up the Money Smarts Investment Planner, and give it to your kid who's just graduating from college, or maybe a nephew or a niece who's going off and getting their first fancy job. If you've been thinking about retirement and the events of 2020 have thrown you for a loop, then this planner will help you get back on track. Visit WOSU.org or go to call 866-897-9678. Thank you to Megan Van Brocklin from Columbus. Megan says All Sides keeps her and her dog company. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think my dog listens to the show, but it's a kind of an idea, Megan, now that I think about it, to have Daisy be listening. Thank you so much, Megan, for your support. 866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org. As a regular listener to All Sides with Ann Fisher, you know that we bring you a diverse range of topics that reflect the latest news and trends in Central Ohio and beyond. Every Monday, you hear the Weekly Reporter Roundtable, and you learn about the latest bills moving through the State House. Every Tuesday, you hear Tech Tuesday, and you learn about the newest app, or you hear about the latest cybersecurity concern. That's a full-time job. Every Wednesday, you hear Wellness Wednesday, and you learn about the newest fitness trends or the latest cutting-edge research. More recently, Wellness Wednesday has devoted a significant amount of time to making sure that you are well-informed about COVID-19. All Sides with Ann Fisher is dedicated to providing up-to-date, accurate information that you can trust. We're dedicated to in-depth, thoughtful discussions that go beyond the headlines. Support your public radio station today. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And don't forget that combo package. Get Jonathan Pond's book, his financial planner and investment planner, all for $20 a month as a sustainer. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thank you to Charlotte Rausch in Grove City for your show of support. 866-897-9678. And you know, Jonathan Pond, when I think about the combo package and I think about what I said, and you and I have talked about this for years, how people can split up the package and share it with different members of their family, and that kind of a thing. And we always suggest maybe the financial planner is good for that person embarking on their first job. Now they're going to get some money. They have benefits. They have this, they have that. Maybe it's their first 401k, that sort of a thing. And a lot of times people who are young and getting that first job think, well, I really don't have that much. I mean, what's to plan?
Well, it's interesting as you were talking, with the age range, we know the age of people who we don't know their names. I'll mention that a little bit later too.
Yeah.
But we've had age ranges now from 18 to 97. And a fairly substantial percentage of people who complete the questionnaires are retired. And I'm one of the few, or I've been referred to as one of the few people in this business who don't believe your financial life goes away when you retire. You have a lot of challenges, a lot of unique challenges, and both the investment planner and the financial planner work for retirees just as well as they work for us working stiffs. So I do hope you'll call in 866-897-9678, or for the technologically advanced, the WOSU.org. It's probably pretty straightforward. And show your support. And hopefully at the $20 a month range, I understand this has been very popular, where you receive both planners. There's no overlap between them. And the book, which is exclusive to public media as well. And the skinny on the planners is, shortly after you make your pledge, you'll receive a questionnaire. Questionnaire can be filled out online. Most people do that. Or you can fill it out on paper and mail it to me. Whichever way works, you don't have to put your name on it. That's the confidentiality that we assure, because it's your business, mm-hmm. and it's just between the two of us. And the report will be prepared and sent to you either by return email, or if you want it bound up nice and purdy, we will mail it to you.
It's nice. I have had the bound version.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. And these plans will help you do better. I don't care what your situation is. As Ann alluded to earlier, you know, you could say, I have no finances to plan. That's okay. We can get you started, because everybody's situation is different and every report is different. This is what's unique about these things. But please don't attempt to get your hands on these outside public media. It's just mm-hmm. not going to work. That's my commitment. I find public broadcasting to be such an important community resource. I mean, I'm talking about investments all the time and dividends. And by the way, dividend stocks are a wonderful place to invest in. And your investment planner, which provides specific investment recommendations, no-load mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, straightforward, inexpensive ways to invest. But dividends are really important. And I look at the WOSU in the Greater Columbus community as an investment in dividends that are received every day of the year. You can't get daily dividends in any investments, but you can by making a show of support to WOSU. It's a wonderful way to reap a lot of dividends and extend to me the privilege, because it is a privilege, to be able to help you, your family members, whomever you might want to provide the questionnaires and the book to help you do better with your financial life. And that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And right now in this pandemic, heaven's sakes, most people are conjuring scenarios which I think are too far-fetched. And they are, as we say in the South, they're playing on your mind. And I want to make you feel better about your financial future. I'm not going to be Pollyannish. Everybody's got, I tell my kids, and they go nuts about this, but the old saying is, the biggest room in the world is the room for improvement. And everybody has things that they should be doing, sensible things. And that's what this is why these are so popular as thank you gifts. And the stations tell me, I don't keep any records on these. Mm-hmm. Stations tell me many members, when they renew each year, take advantage of these reports because they want to see what kind of progress they've been making.
Right, right. And, you know, Jonathan, this is a great tool as you either interview personal financial advisors or mm-hmm. when you go to meet your personal financial advisor to bring in these suggestions. It's like a tool for your toolbox. It's not in and of itself. It's something you can use in conjunction with other things that you do to educate yourself, whether it's having a personal finance advisor or whatever.
Yep.
Maybe you get a magazine that helps you. This is something to compare and contrast and maybe make suggestions yourself to your advisor about, well, what about this? You come to some ammo.
That does happen. And it's some people refer to it as a valuable second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
There is a question, because it's important to the situation in the investment planner, and asks if you use an investment advisor.
Mm-hmm.
30% say they do. So they're looking for a second opinion. And right.
And that's perfectly normal and good.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, it's kind of trivial. It's just your money, just your financial future. No, it's crucial. And I just so much enjoy, it takes forever of my life, but I so much enjoy doing it and providing people. And you know, one of the biggest compliments I ever received is somebody said that our report read like you're sitting in our living room with an intimate knowledge of our financial life, dispensing advice that can help us. And the other thing is that the mantra I use is every report that's sent out has to be understandable, helpful, and hopeful. I'm not going to sit there and say, you know, your situation's a mess. Give it up. No, it's what's to be accomplished by that? You know, you may get a lot of recommendations, but that's okay. That's all right. We, you know, we're all in this battle together. And I don't want the pandemic to all the boo birds out there in the media that are talking about how awful everything is. I don't want your financial life to suffer. And I don't want you to lay awake at night worrying because of this, because we'll get over it. We're getting over it faster than we were, but that doesn't mean there is not a lot of pain out there. So,
right.
But we do the best we can. You do the best you can. And the best thing you can do right now, please, is become a member of the family here at WOSU, but call 866-897-9678, or Ann will provide the email address. Very simple.
WOSU.org. Thank you to Tom Hubbell from Thornville, Ohio, for your show of support for 89.7 NPR News. This is our membership drive, and time is running out to support all sides for this hour. You listen to local news on 89.7 NPR News every day. You depend on this station to be your trusted news source locally and nationally. Today, we're asking you to support your source for news with a gift. You know, I heard somebody this morning say that, you know, they feel like they're on a first name basis with me. We were saying thank you to them earlier in another program. And I feel like that's exactly what I want to hear. I want you to know that I'm here for you. I'm here for you every day that I'm on the air. And I'm asking you to have my back too. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Show your support for something that you listen to every day. For just $10 a month as a sustaining member, you can pick up the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Have Jonathan Pond give you a personalized investment advice that you can bring to the table when you're meeting your personal financial planner yourself. It's never too early to think about retirement, and it's never too late. And this investment planner will help you get there. Or if you've been thinking about retirement and events of 2020 have thrown you for a loop, then this planner will help you get back on track. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. For a contribution of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60 a month, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And if we thought we needed financial guidance after the recession in 2008, wow, 2020 has certainly shown us that we need to be prepared for the unexpected. And what better time than right now to take a close look at your financial future? Make a gift of $5 a month as a sustaining member, and you get the book you cannot find in bookstores. You cannot order online, but you can get Money Smarts right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Jonathan Pond, I know that you've recently updated Money Smarts. How so?
It's updated. Well, at a minimum, it's the new tax rules that apply.
Okay.
It deals more with financial adversity and challenges in the investment markets than it has in the past. So we update it frequently to reflect what's going on and, most importantly, what's on people's minds.
Maybe you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher often. If you do, then you know that we work hard to bring you a diverse range of topics from news of the day to long-term trends. You are going to hear about it all on this show. Our goal over time is to bring you all sides of the issues that matter to you. This is something that only happens on public radio. So support local programming that is truly local. Go online to WOSU.org. That's 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And if you have a question for Jonathan Pond, there's still time. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. That's allsides at wosu.org if you have an email question. How familiar... I think one of the things that has made me more comfortable about talking with my financial advisor is talking with you, Jonathan Pond. Mm-hmm. I just feel like you don't have to know the fancy terminology. You can ask simple, direct questions and should expect simple, direct answers. What is your advice about how to choose a financial planner?
Well, I think word of mouth recommendation is very important from perhaps acquaintances who are roughly in the same situation financially as you would be a valuable way, because this is a referral business, and people who are happy with their financial advisors are usually more than happy to refer someone. And you talk about jargon. I mean, this is an industry, particularly in the insurance industry as a subset, that thrives on obfuscation. And if you're interviewing a prospective planner and they're starting to throw all these words at you, I would be wary of that, because it's not that complicated, but it's easy to make it sound complicated. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the way to put it. So understandability is crucial. And knowledge. I mean, you know, there are no barriers to entry to people calling themselves financial planners, or for that matter, investment advisors. So there are a number of people out there who don't have the background that is sufficient to render good services to you.
This is 89.7 NPR News Membership Drive. Financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering 3 thank you gifts to you. And a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting and are only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask about the gifts. Call 866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. And thanks to Jennifer Young in New Albany for your show of support for 89.7 NPR News. Our thank you gift levels this hour range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. So there's really something for anyone and any budget. Your sustaining gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card each month. Each of these thank you gifts will help you navigate the current economy. So go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner. It's your personal financial report done by Jonathan Pond. You'll fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan sends you a personalized financial planner. Plus, you get Jonathan's book. That's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Also at $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get the Money Smarts Investment Planner and have Jonathan Pond give you personalized investment advice. This is advice tailored to your current financial situation. Make that $10 a month gift and pick the financial planner or the investment planner as your thank you gift. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And remember, no matter what amount you give, you're supporting the news and information on 89.7 NPR News. The station brings you coverage you can trust when it comes to the 2020 election, social justice and race issues, and of course, the global pandemic. With so much going on, having a trusted news source has never been more important. And we're listener-supported public radio. You are the power behind public radio. Give now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Make this the day that you become a member of 89.7 NPR News. Become a member at whatever level you can afford and join the club, 866-897-9678. We have just about 19 minutes to go in the hour, and I'm going to stick my neck out and ask for 15 pledges by the end of the hour. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News and show your support for me and my fragile ego. 866-897-9678. Go online to WOSU.org and show your support for 89.7 NPR News. We need you just as much as you need us. That's just the way it works, and that's the way I like it. Who is the book a good gift for, Jonathan Pond, if someone feels like they can read it and then pass it along? Who could really use the book?
I would say a younger or older generation family member. Or maybe a friend who is saying, my situation is tough, or I don't understand the first thing about financial planning and investing, and they could benefit from the book. It's easy. It's about 175 pages. Mm-hmm. It's got quite a bit of humor in it, mm-hmm. So I think it makes a nice way to feel better about your financial life and to goad you into making decisions. And incidentally, I should mention that the financial planner and the investment planner are separate reports, but there's no overlap between them. The financial planner looks at pretty much every area of your financial life outside investing. So it deals with getting the right kind of insurance at the right price, preparing estate planning documents, budgeting, minimizing your income taxes, college funding if you've got kids to fund for college. If not, I don't waste your time, because each report is customized to the individual. The investment planner looks strictly at your investments. It suggests how you should diversify your investments, and it makes specific investment recommendations that you can go out and acquire on your own or through an investment advisor. But they're really first-class investments. We spend a lot of time monitoring the investment markets and individual investments, so we are quite proud of the ones we select, and they recently have been massively updated because of the market situation has changed. So what was good a year ago is not so good now. So we want to give you the best advice we can. So these are available individually at a sustaining membership of $10 a month, or step up to $20 a month, maybe spread them among family members. $20 a month for both planners and the book. So do call 866-897-9678 or online WOSU.org.
Thanks to Emily Webb in Dublin and also Lee Durkin in Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News. That means we have 13 to go before the end of the hour to help us reach my goal of 15. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support at whatever level is comfortable for you. We're really hoping we can get more new members, because that just means the world. And I think it's sort of like you get the endorphins from exercising. I think there's an endorphin associated with supporting your local public radio station. You feel better when you know you're doing something good for your community and for yourself, if it's something you depend on. And also, I think there's a certain endorphin associated with knowing that you're doing something to take care of business when it comes to personal finances, right? I mean, don't you must hear from people sometimes, Jonathan, who finally, you know, go to you, or maybe, you know, and they send you mail, or they send, they tell you personally, I just feel better knowing I got this in hand.
I mean, it sustains me, and I'm just happy to do it. It makes a difference for people, and there's nothing like going through life obsessing over your financial life and woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Right.
Who cares what you've done? That's okay, and let's start a new page in a new chapter of your financial life. So it really helps me, and I can see how the positive feedback you get. Everybody can use it. And this is exhausting work, by the way. You exhaust me on this. It's the only reason we only do it a couple of times a year. You know, I have to rest up for a few months. This is non-trivial. That's for sure.
It's scary.
But when I hear that people are stepping up at whatever level makes sense for you, $5 a month to $20 a month, you're stepping up. You're making a difference for you and your family, but you're also making a difference for WOSU.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good. And by the way, and you know, we don't have much time left, and I take these thank you gifts with me. They don't stay at the station. I take them with me. So you'll have to wait a while, maybe a long while, particularly if they kick me off the show. But you've got a few minutes to take advantage of these, and I just hope you will, because it's an honor for me to be able to help you do better with your financial life. It's nice to be able to affect people who are generous. I guess that's the way I look at it. It's very gratifying to me, and it should be gratifying to you when you, particularly if you're not yet a member of the family here, mm-hmm. to make a pledge and let me help you. I think it's a win-win situation.
Thanks to some generous donors, Jane Mayton in Worthington, and also Helena Darms in Columbus. That means we have 11 to go before the end of the hour, and I know we can do this. You show your support now, you'll feel better. You'll be showing support for something that you depend on every day. And you'll be showing support for yourself if you're going to invest in one of the thank you gifts that Jonathan Pond is offering today. The thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting. And this is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about today. So don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. It makes him feel good, too, to know that people are showing their support. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We've been talking to Jonathan Pond here on All Sides for years, and we thought he had some great advice and tips 10 years ago as we recovered from the Great Recession, but this year is thrown us for another whopping loop. And if 2020 has you questioning your finances, then this is a great time to make an investment in your financial future. Get financial planning advice right now with the financial planner, and then get investing advice for your future with the investment planner. Plus, you will be supporting public radio in the process. That gift of $20 a month is a great investment in your future listening. If you listen to Morning Edition every day and then catch All Sides during the midday and then listen to All Things Considered on the way home, then you are a dedicated public radio fan, and your gift right now keeps these great programs on the air in the months to come. Gifts from listeners are the most important part of operations at 89.7 NPR News. Give at WOSU.org. Thanks to Lori McKenzie Crane from Granville. Thank you so much. 10 to go before the end of the hour. I know we can do it. 866-897-9678. Again, make that gift of $20 a month for Jonathan Pond's combo package and learn more about all of that at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Jonathan, you have advice for people when it comes to paying for their kids' education and the whole investment in education. Thank you to Crystal Ceballos from Columbus. That means we have 9 to go. And I wonder if you could talk about what your philosophy is about, you know, the investment in education and the role that parents should play for their children.
Yeah, it's troublesome insofar as some parents, some families are sacrificing their retirement contributions at the altar of tuition bills. And that's something that has to be considered very carefully because, with your retirement plan contributions, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, and what have you, it's use it or lose it every year. Every year you forego doing it is a year you can't make up in the future. Education is so expensive, but it's getting cheaper. It's amazing that now the academic establishment is beginning to find that there is pressure on them to make college more affordable or be left out. And I find this to be a salubrious trend. Of course, I'm saying this in the presence of one of the great universities in the world, but so be it. And I just think education is just so important. I allude to the fact that it's important to select a major. I'll be very blunt here. It's important to select a major that'll get you a job.
Yep.
And that's crucial, I think, in this environment. But education is too important, but it should not require great sacrifice on the part of the parents. And there's nothing wrong with junior getting the young scholar, or whatever the analog is for a young lady, for them to incur some debt, hopefully not gargantuan debt, but incur some debt to do this. It's important.
That's how I established my credit, you know, was the debt, my school debt.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I couldn't afford to buy a car or anything like that. Everything was, you know, cash for me, except for when I borrowed money. And I, of course, paid my loans. It established credit for me. It was the start. Thanks to Ann Torsell in Grove City. That means we, for your support of 89.7 NPR News, that means we have 8 to go before the end of the hour. And I want you to take a moment and think about what 89.7 means to you. Well, here's what you mean to us. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a gift of support of $20 a month as a sustainer, you get Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner, which, by the way, you don't have to use all, and you can use them at any point in time. You don't have to use them immediately. You can wait 3 months. You can wait a year if you want to. It doesn't matter. They never go out. They never expire, I guess is what I'm saying. And you can share them. Maybe give the financial planner to a member of your family who's getting ready to start that first job. Maybe the Money Smarts Investment Planner to somebody in your family who's got, you know, ready to start investing. It's a great deal for $20 a month. You get everything we're talking about today, and a lot of great advice from Jonathan Pond. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. These thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting. Thanks to Bonnie McMurray in Columbus for your show of support of public broadcasting. That means we have 7 more pledges to go before the end of the hour. We're running out of time. I know we can do it, though. Please make your call now to 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. We've been talking to Jonathan for years on All Sides, and we thought he had some great advice and tips 10 years ago as we were trying to recover from the Great Recession, but this year has been unprecedented. 2020 has you questioning your finances, then you're probably doing something right because you should be questioning them. When big things happen like like the pandemic and the economic downturn, this is when you really need to reassess no matter what. Thanks to Peter Kolaski from Columbus for your support. That means we have six to go before the end of the hour, 866-897-9678. Get financial planning advice right now with a financial planner, and then get investing advice for your future or the future of someone you care about with the investment planner. Plus, you'll be supporting public radio in the process. That gift of $20 a month is great investment in your future listening. If you listen to Morning Edition every morning and then catch All Sides during the midday and then listen to All Things Considered on the way home, then you're a dedicated public radio fan. Your gift right now keeps these great programs on the air in the months to come. Gifts from listeners are the most important part of operations at 89.7 NPR News. That's why we do this, because we have to depend on you. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Again, make that gift of $20 a month for the Jonathan Pond Combo Package, or become a member today at any level that fits your budget. Learn more at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. 897-9678. Jonathan, we're running out of time, but I did want to ask you late last winter and then early this spring when things really were hitting the fan, you must have been getting a ton of calls from the people that you represent personally, that you advise personally. What were their main, what was the kind of the common denominator of their questions? And what did you tell them?
Yeah, they were mainly concerned that they were going to lose all their money.
And that's scary.
A couple of them got out entirely. And this has, I wouldn't say it has severely impaired their financial future, but it has affected their financial future. And they don't know when to get back in.
Right.
So you have to stick with it. And you can lighten up on stocks a little bit. And I talk about that in the investment planner. You can do that if it makes you feel better. But, you know, quite frankly, when the market's way down, you should be buying stocks. It is the antithesis of what most people want to do, but it's the way it is. The market recovers, and the market usually recovers very quickly. One point, because we got a couple minutes left to show your support to WOSU, and Ann briefly mentioned that there's no deadline on these. Yeah. Last week, Ann, we got an 8-year-old questionnaire.
Ha-ha.
With a long mea culpa letter, and I'm thinking there's no mea culpa necessary. We'll run it.
Right.
And it's much, much more modern, much more updated now. So you take your time, but you can't take your time to say thank you to WOSU. And what a great community resource. It's tremendous. I've had the distinct pleasure of visiting out there
and
fun. Visiting Ann and the crowd, Ann and her merry hench persons. And it's a delight. You're really lucky in your community to have this great resource.
And we're lucky to have you, Jonathan Pond, America's financial planner, joining us like you do every year. Thank you so much for your support, Jonathan.
Thank you as well, Ann.
Thanks to Earl Desmond in Mount Gilead and also Richard Berry from Columbus and Mary Davis in Columbus. That means we have just three to go for the end of the hour. Remember, this is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. We're a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, Global Local. Show your support right now. There's still time. 866-897-9678. Lori McKenzie Crane said that she's adding extra money to her monthly sustaining gift. She says, I'm a fan of Ann Fisher's everyday programs. Her Monday roundtable is really sharp, and Tech Tuesday is always interesting. I listen all the time, especially now in the work from home culture. WOSU is remarkable. And we are remarkable because of you, Lori McKenzie Crane, and also Karen Clausen from Powell. That That means just two to go before the end of the hour. We are remarkable because of the people that listen to us. That's what makes us remarkable. 866-897-9678. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News. It's our fall membership drive. And if you've never become a member before, maybe this is the time to do it. At whatever level is comfortable for you, become a member of 89.7 NPR News. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Every little bit helps. We depend on you. WOSU is remarkable because of you. Show your support right now. 866-897-9678. Thanks to you for giving me the privilege of serving you. 866-897-9678. Thanks for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.